Fresh off the back of record revenue from pokey machines, supermarket giant Woolworths is pushing for an even greater share of the market. The ABC understands Woolies lifted its annual pokies revenue in Victoria to $669 million last financial year, and now they're after more machines. The latest state government figures show Victorians have lost a total of $67 billion in the past 25 years, and gambling reformers want to stop any further spread of the machines. David Taylor reports.
Each year, almost $12 billion is eaten up by an estimated 200,000 poker machines across the country.
Australians are the world's biggest gamblers. $23 billion a year is lost. We need massive reform to stop the deluge of harm right across the community.
Stephen Mayne is a spokesman for the Alliance for Gambling Reform. In the last financial year, Victorians alone sunk $2.6 billion into pokies. And now government data show Woolworths has collected over a quarter of those losses from Victorian gamblers. Mr. Mayne says no other state is so dominated by a single operator.
It was a natural add-on to their dominant liquor position in Australia, and now they are the number one poker machine pusher with more than 12,000 machines across Australia.
And now the supermarket giant wants more. Woolworths is currently facing a legal battle in the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal against the City of Whittlesea. It wants to introduce pokies to the Heritage Commercial Hotel in South Morang.
They're not happy with their current 81 venues across Victoria. They're in VCAT, in the courts, trying to add to their portfolio to inject even more misery. And the Whittlesea community and the council are fighting tooth and nail to say, enough, Woolworths. Take your misery elsewhere.
The latest pokies data also shows an increasing number of poker machines in lower socioeconomic areas of Victoria. Indeed, Melbourne now has 128 postcodes where the mean property value is above $1 million. But hardly any of these postcodes host Woolies poker venues. Professor Samantha Thomas is a gambling researcher from Deakin University.
We've just released a new study in the last day, which shows that Victorians want a significant reduction in the number of poker machines in the community, but also increased boundaries and regulations placed on the provision of these machines in the community. That's the community really starting to stand up and say that they want a significant reduction in losses and harms associated with these machines.
Professor Thomas says poker machines are entrenching inequality in disadvantaged communities.
It's not good enough to say that we will keep the number of machines the same over the next 20 years or so. We actually have to look at significant harm prevention strategies which reduce the number of machines in the community, which actually make them less accessible in the community, and ultimately which will reduce not only the financial harms but the social harms associated with these machines.
Acting Minister for Gaming and Liquor Regulation, James Molino, says the Victorian government's doing what it can to minimise the harm caused by pokies. In a statement, he said that the figures show that statewide player loss on gaming machines has actually declined from where it was last year. He added that the Andrews Labor government is taking strong action to reduce harm from gambling. Earlier this month, he said, we announced major reforms on gaming machines, including a freeze on the total number of pokies in Victoria for the next 25 years. Stephen Mayne again.
It's a vital time for gambling regulation in Victoria, because the government's about to introduce legislation and they want to give new 20-year licences and perpetuate the misery which has been deluged on Victorians.
The Alliance for Gambling Reform claims New South Wales pokies losses are currently pushing $6 billion a year, and it expects this to increase significantly, particularly from the more vulnerable parts of Western and Southern Sydney. Woolworths did not respond to the ABC's request for a comment.
David Taylor reporting.